Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast, here today with my special guest, Tommy Iafrady, Associate Professor and Director of Musical Theater at Binghamton University. Thanks so much for joining us, Tommy.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. It's great to be here.
So we always like to get to know the person before the podcast, so if you could please tell us a little bit about your career and all the series of events that led you up to your time at Binghamton University.
Yeah, sure. I, like many people, started out in this musical theater world thinking that I was a performer. I went to school for musical theater. I have a BA in musical theater and a BA in physics from Rhode Island College. And as part of my undergraduate training, I auditioned for and booked the national tour of Cabaret. This was the Sam Mendes and Rob Marshall version a good 20 years or so now, the first time it was done on Broadway. And I dropped out of school to tour the country for a year, and that was great. And afterwards, I started music directing. I played the piano since I was very young and started directing and realized that this is so much more fulfilling. You get to work with more talented clay than than I am myself. So I still will occasionally perform, but for the most part, I direct and I music direct now. I eventually got my MFA in directing from Western Illinois University. And, you know, freelanced a whole bunch during most of my 20s and 30s. I did a number of shows in the music department at Goodspeed. I did some cruise ships. I did a bunch of regional work. I didn't think I was going to end up in education. My whole family is all educators, but my purpose of going to get my MFA in directing was to give myself both training and credibility so that when I applied for directing gigs, people didn't look at my resume and say, well, we really need a music director. Do you want to do this instead? So I ended up graduating, and a bunch of people sent a certain ad for an academic position my way because it was so tailor-made for me. They were looking for a resident music director and an acting teacher and director. So I ended up there, and I kind of liked having health insurance, so I stuck around in academia, and I've been there ever since.
And so what is the degree that you oversee now at Binghamton?
So we just started offering a BFA in musical theater at Binghamton. When I was first hired at Binghamton back in 2015, it was part of my charge to create a musical theater degree program. And things moved very slowly through the university and through the state. And finally now, as of this semester, we officially have students registered in the BFA program. So we'll be graduating folks just in a few years.
So brand new, first semester, first cohort coming through. Before we dive into the program, how's it going?
It's going so wonderfully. I don't know why I didn't expect this, but it was so wonderful kind of realizing the way a new cohort of musical theater students bring a new exciting energy to a program. And it has me and several of my colleagues just so optimistic about the future and hopeful in a way that is really thrilling. So it's going great so far. We just did Into the Woods as our first musical a few weeks ago. And the kids were great. Like, it was, I was so proud of them and how the production went. So things are really exciting.
We don't often get the opportunity to speak to a program that is so brand new. We've actually, this year on the podcast, we've just spoken to a couple of schools that are getting ready to launch their first. But it seems like the BFA musical theater programs are springing up as quickly as they were before the pandemic, and people were worried that that wouldn't happen. But what would you say to a parent or a student that might have apprehension about going to a program that's so brand new?
Well, I think that there are, of course, pros and cons to established programs and pros and cons to new programs. I do encourage any prospective students to really do their homework and figure out what program is the best fit for them. I know that when I was in high school and I was looking for theater schools, I thought of it very hierarchically, that there were the best programs and the worst programs, and they were all in a line, right? And the higher up on that hierarchy I could go to, the more secure my future would be as a musical theater performer. But I no longer view things that way. And I think that a lot of students are smart enough to see a difference in that now as well. That there are some programs that are going to be really great at preparing people to be triple threats and prepare for a certain kind of work, and other programs that are going to be much more catered to the individual and give you different kinds of opportunities. And it's really up to you what you want. And it's not good or bad that, you know, you want that. And it's not good or bad that a program is a certain way. It's just finding the right match.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of pros of your program, I put all of our guests on the spot. We send the questions ahead to our guests, and this is not on there because I'd like to put them on the spot. But I'm looking for your elevator pitch, your 60 seconds or less. Why should students be interested in the new BFA program at Binghamton University?
Yeah, so Binghamton is a very high-achieving academic school, and it means that there's a pretty high barrier to entry in terms of things like GPAs and SAT scores and intelligence and all sorts of other areas. So what that means for us in the theater department is that we're training really smart actors, which is really rewarding for me as a professor. So if you're the type of performer who really likes to get into the nitty-gritty of analyzing what a character is like, what a play is about, and what your purpose and function as a maker of theater is, then I think this is a really good program for you to sort of figure out why you're doing the art that you want to do and what that kind of art that you wish to accomplish is. That's well my 60-second. Yeah,
well said. I think that was 60 seconds. Nice job. So let's dive into the program now. Let's say that I'm auditioning this year and heading to be the second cohort going through the program next year. What does my first year look like as a BFA student there?
In your first year, you're taking acting classes, musicianship classes, voice lessons, and then in the spring, a musical theater performance class, acting the song. Other classes can be taken in different orders. I encourage people to try to take ballet during their first semester, but it might be that they take their technical production class and work backstage on a show. So there is a little bit of flexibility in terms of the order. But the classes that everyone takes together are definitely the musicianship sequence, which is 6 semesters long. So they'll be in that together, their fall and spring of their first year, and then an acting class and an acting the song class.
And you mentioned the academic rigor of Binghamton, and tell us then, how does that come into play in both the acceptance process, and what are the academic requirements for their first year?
So in terms of how the academic process works into their classes, it really is holistic. All of our classes have academic requirements built into them. So even if you're taking a performance class, you'll be reading plays and discussing things and analyzing everything together as we learn about these things together. But then, of course, in addition to that, there are academic classes as well. Your musical theater history or world dramatic literature. There are also gen ed requirements that everyone in the university has to take, and the way Binghamton does that is kind of interesting. So, for example, one of the gen eds is called pluralism, and it's about exploring different elements of American cultures and subcultures. And, of course, that can be a history class, that can be a sociology class, but it also can be a theater class. So I teach a class called Multiculturalism in the American Musical, in which we analyze 10 different musicals, and we might start out by looking at Ragtime and Parade and Carolina Change and seeing what these musicals say about African-American populations or about Jewish-American populations. And that culminates in a paper. And then we'll do a unit on Latinx Americans and then a unit on LGBTQ Americans. So that's not a requirement for anyone, but a musical theater student might say, well, if I'm taking a pluralism class, this would be a really great opportunity to do so while analyzing things I really like and getting to know more musicals. So there are lots of opportunities, both within requirements and outside of requirements.
Great. And during the process of acceptance, the application and acceptance to the program, how heavily are academics weighed for the musical theater students?
So this is something that's going to change in the coming years. Right now, because it's our first year, there's something about the program that I really love, but I know it's not sustainable and it makes me really sad. Right now, any student who is accepted at Binghamton University is able to declare the BFA Musical Theater as their major. What I really love about that is I feel like a lot of programs reward privilege, right? Of course, the students who have been taking voice lessons or dance lessons since they were 6 or 7 years old are going to be much more competitive. We believe at this university that theater should be for everyone and that we can train people that might not have you know, had that privilege to be able to be in classes since they were so young. And we have recent alumni who are currently on Broadway. Shout out to Amani Pearl Williams, who's in 1776, and to Stephanie Gomez, who just left Harry Potter and the Cursed Child a few weeks ago. So we have recent alums who are doing really well, and we want to be able to keep our doors open so that we can keep training people. I know that a few years down the line, when we have, you know, 30 people wanting to declare a BFA, that's not something that we can actually accommodate. It'll be too many people, which means that I have a few years to sort of figure out, is there anything we can do to sort of keep things open while also limiting it to a certain number of students? But yeah, as of right now, if you have the grades and the GPA and everything to get accepted to Binghamton, then you can be a musical theater major. There is something called a special talent consideration, where students in the arts can upload a portfolio or videos of them performing. And if a student ends up kind of like on the fence about whether or not they would be accepted or not, then we in the theater department can sort of put our thumb in the scale and say, no, this person's really good. We should really accept them, please, if we can manage it. So that's the only way right now that that a student's talent is taken into consideration.
That's interesting. I think that's a first for this podcast too, as far as the schools that we've been interviewing, that the academics actually come first, first and foremost. So that's very interesting. It's also incredible, again, because you're just starting out in the BFA program, that's going to open some doors for some students too. Can you sort of give us an overview as to what's planned for second through fourth year, as well as these students progress?
Sure. So students continue through that musicianship sequence for six semesters. They continue to take voice lessons every semester. Our program is very heavily acting focused. So there are 20 credits of acting classes, not musical theater performance classes, but acting classes that are part of the program, plus another 8 credits of musical theater performance classes, things like acting the song or musical theater scene study. So basically every semester students will be in a studio class, in addition to having the opportunity to audition for main stage and studio productions as well. Outside of that, there's 12 credits of dance classes. So they take classes in ballet and jazz and tap. There's also lots of opportunities in our dance program for additional classes if they so desire. And then I think I already mentioned the academic classes. And then there are some practicum requirements, working in scene shop, costume shop, and backstage.
Back to the dance program for a minute. How are the dance classes decided on for an incoming student? If they are an accelerated dancer that's been taking dance since they were 2 years old, are they all put into the same dance class, or are they able to level up into different classes?
They're able to level up. So they can talk to the teacher of that class and say, hey, I've been a ballerina for 15 years already. And they can, you know, meet with that professor. And if that person says they should be in ballet too, then they'll get placed in ballet too. And we can just sort of override that requirement and say, we're going to accept ballet too instead of ballet one.
Beautiful. And what about the ability to minor with how heavy is the BFA requirement load? And does it allow for minors or even a double major?
It does allow for minors. Right now, we have a lot of students who are double majoring, so I think I'll know more in a few years how hard that is on students. I myself was a double major, so I think it's important. I think the more that we know about the rest of the world, the clearer and more engaging our art is, because we know what we're telling stories about. Mm-hmm. So I hope that double majoring is still a possibility. Because the average Binghamton student is such an overachieving nerd, it is very common for them to overload their classes and to be taking, you know, 24 credits during a given semester, which they're allowed to do without having to pay an extra dime as long as their GPA is high enough. So a lot of students do that so that they can major in English or psychology or integrative neuroscience or all sorts of other really impressive fields of study. And I hope that we can maintain that as well, because it's important. The challenging thing comes with required classes that are only offered at a certain time, and we can make sure in the theater department that those requirements don't conflict with one another. But if there also is a requirement in their other major that's at the same time, then there could be some tricky things there. But yes, as of right now, it's pretty common for students to minor or to decide if they want a double major as well.
Mm-hmm. And what are the minors that are available within the performing arts right now at Binghamton? I'm assuming there was a theater degree there before there was a BFA. So do you have a BA there as well?
Yeah, there's a BA that has a concentration either in acting, in design tech, or in dance. And then we're also in the process of forming a new School of the Arts at Binghamton that is five different departments altogether, including cinema and art and art history and music. So there are all sorts of minors within those other departments that are really attractive to students as well. So I have one student who is a BFA musical theater major, but she also is interested in a photography minor, which I can imagine would be really useful for somebody who wants to be doing headshots for other people or picking up other sort of side gigs while they're doing their early career stuff.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. That sounds really interesting. A new School of the Arts at Binghamton University. What's the timeline on that, and how is that process going?
So over the last couple of years, it's been approved by the university, by the Faculty Senate. There is currently a search committee that is searching for a director of the School of the Arts, and that person is slated to begin, I want to say this summer, but certainly for next year. So I think that things will sort of continue to grow once we have that person, and as a School of the Arts is able to kind of provide more resources in terms of recruitment, in terms of bringing in more guest artists, in terms of facilities. There's a lot of exciting stuff on our horizon.
Wow, that is very exciting. Let's go back and chat about the performance opportunities at Binghamton. You said you just did your first musical. Congratulations.
Thanks.
What does the future hold? What's your season look like?
So our typical main stage season consists of four or five productions, and included in that might be one or two musicals, two or three plays, and a dance piece. And it sort of depends on the year. So this year we did Into the Woods, and they were doing a jazz and tap version of The Nutcracker after Thanksgiving break. And then next semester we're doing a play and the musical Rent. So that's our season this year, but every year looks a little bit different. Since we're starting a BFA, we've agreed that we're always going to do two musicals, but it might not be that both of those musicals are on the main stage. So it might be that we do a musical like Rent or Into the Woods on the main stage, but then a smaller musical like Ordinary Days or Last 5 Years or anything else, right? It's a smaller show in the studio. So there's always those opportunities. And then in our studio season, while sometimes there are pieces that are faculty directed or choreographed, a lot of times they're student directed or choreographed. So this semester we have one student who is doing a dance piece, one student who directed a full-length play, and one student who is music directing a 30-minute or so musical review. And then next semester we have some graduate students, because we also have an MA in theater. We have some graduate students doing their thesis projects, one a choreographed piece and one a musical.
Great. Tell us something that a lot of my students are asking for right now that are going into musical theater is the ability to weave in film and television. So what are the opportunities for them as far as on-camera training at Binghamton?
Yeah, so we do offer an on-camera class that's offered every few years or so that hopefully students would have space for to take as an elective. This is another area where I think there's exciting possibility for growth. If there's going to be a School of the Arts with a cinema department, then there might be more possibilities for collaboration between our departments. But we certainly do offer acting for the camera, and a lot of courses also incorporate sort of audition technique for the camera as well, especially the last few years over Zoom. I felt like every single time we did a project, we would do a quote-unquote live performance over Zoom, but then students would have to record it and upload it to YouTube so that way if they ever are, you know, told at an audition, like send us a YouTube link, you've already done it once, so you know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned briefly you name dropped a little bit on some success stories recently in 1776 on Broadway. Can you talk to us about any other Binghamton grads that have gone on to do great things?
Sure. I mean, I think our most noteworthy alum is Ruben Santiago Hudson, who has won all sorts of awards as a director and as an actor and all sorts of things. So he's a wonderful supportive source who really gives back a lot to Binghamton and supports us. And we also have some other alumni that are doing things in other areas related to theater, be it theater advertisement or management or all sorts of other things where like collaboration with the School of Business and internships in the city are allowed for that. Every January, we do a week in New York where students take all sorts of workshops and see all sorts of shows with sometimes alumni, sometimes just other theater professionals who we bring in to do workshops with them, and they sort of get a sense of what going usually back to the city, because a lot of our students are from the greater New York area, will be like once they have their degree and once they're pursuing a career.
Mm-hmm. And other than yourself, of course, tell us who else are the other main players in the faculty in the new BFA musical theater program there that the students will come into contact with?
Sure. The folks that they'll interact with the most are myself and Melissa Yanchak, who is our music director, who is wonderful. She's also new as of this semester, and it's been really wonderful having her here and doing things with the students. She's such an awesome energy and a really exciting force to have in the room and in rehearsals. The head of our dance program is David Winan, who is also a musical theater director and choreographer. He'll be directing and choreographing Rent next semester. Our voice teachers are Peter Sicilian and Carolyn Amory. And then because our program is so acting-centric and so academic, they also interact with a lot of the rest of the department. Our acting faculty, Anne and Elizabeth and Brandon, and our theater historian and dramaturg, David Visaya. So there's a lot of people they'll work with.
Beautiful. Tell us about the campus and the Binghamton area. In central New York. Tell us what that looks like. Is it a more of an urban campus? Is it more of a classic sort of movie set campus, I usually say? What does the campus look like?
Yeah, the campus does feel like what you think of when you think of a college campus. I knew when I came here for my interview that I was either going to be a really great fit here or it was not going to be for me at all, because the shape of Binghamton campus is like a giant brain. So you're driving into campus and you're driving up like the spinal cord, and then you drive around the outside of a shape that looks like a brain when you look at it. And I was like, well, that either means that they are like nerdy goofballs that I'm going to get along with, or they're a little bit taking themselves a little bit too seriously. and I've learned that it's the first one, which is fantastic. The campus itself is beautiful with lots of buildings and quads and everything. And it's lovely. And that is probably about 4.5 miles or so from like the downtown Binghamton area. The city of Binghamton was founded at the confluence of two different rivers. So there's a big downtown area from, you know, decades and decades ago when there were lots of factory jobs here that still make the downtown area feel like a city, even though it's a relatively small city. And there's lots of free public buses and campus buses that take people all over town. So it's really nice. In the fall, it is just unbelievable the way all the leaves are changing and all the hills around us. In the winter, if you like snow, there's plenty of that here. It's not usually not, we don't get any lake effect snow or anything like that. So it's not tons of snow, but it seems like every day there's just a little bit of snow just sort of blowing around in the air. So it's very picturesque.
And tell us about the sort of the student experience outside of classes there. Is it the type of college where there's fraternities and sororities, and is sports a major part of the culture there?
So there are a few fraternities and sororities. It's not a big presence on campus, but they do exist. What I experience most in terms of student activities are, I think there are something like 11 a cappella choirs on our campus. There are two student theater groups that also do a musical and a play every semester. And there are so many different dance groups as well, ballroom dancing and other different cultural dances. So those are the activities that our students tend to be the most involved in, because that's what they love to do. But the number of student groups and student activities on campus is overwhelming. There's just so many and so many opportunities to get involved.
Wonderful. Let's transition now into speaking about the application and audition process. We spoke about it briefly when we were talking about the academic requirements, but as such a new program, I'm sure that your audition process or application process is not the same as most. So I'm not going to ask any questions first. I'm just going to let you tell us sort of how that process works right now.
Yeah. So right now, students are just able to apply to the university and then declare a BFA once they matriculate in the summer when they come for orientation. So I think that the application deadline is January 15th this year, so you can get your application in before then. Early decision, I think, was November 1st or something like that. And as I mentioned before, it would really behoove students to also include videos in their audition packet for special talent consideration, not only because we can help them gain acceptance to the university, but also because any scholarship money that we give to folks in the musical theater BFA will come from those special talent applications. So even if you are a super nerd and you are pretty confident you're going to get into Binghamton, still include some videos because then we might be able to give you some money. Money, I think, is also one of the noteworthy things about Binghamton. We're constantly on all sorts of lists of schools that you get the most bang for your buck. I think in-state tuition is something like $10,000, which is really low, and I'm a strong believer in public schools and public education, having gone to public schools my whole life myself. So that's another thing that students might find really attractive as they're going through that application procedure.
So the it's almost like the audition process is optional at this point. You can get some more money for it. But how many applications or auditions, quote unquote, did you see for this first year?
I think last year there were something around 15 people who put in videos for special talent consideration. And then when students actually started, I think we have something like 8 or 9 freshmen that have declared the BFA. I guess I should remind listeners that everything I'm saying right now is true as of November 2022. But if you're listening to this podcast 2 years down the line, perhaps even 1 year down the line, there might already be some different procedures in place because we just won't be able to have 50 people in a class because that's too many for a class. It's too many to have in one classroom while we're working on musical theater solos.
And so do you have a target for your second group coming through as far as number of incoming?
I think an ideal number is 16 because that is a full class when it comes to a musical theater scene study or something like that, but still smaller than a lot of the other classes. We might allow more than that in an acting class or some other classes. So that's probably going to end up being the sweet spot that we aim for. But I think what'll happen is we'll have less than that, then we'll have more than that, and then we'll start sort of figuring out how to get right in the Goldilocks zone.
Tell us, what is an ideal student for you? Normally I would say, what is the thing that you're looking for in an audition room? But who is the ideal student? You seem to wear that nerd badge pretty proudly at Binghamton. So tell me, what kind of student should be definitely looking, would be a perfect fit, I should say.
Yeah, I think that the ideal student at Binghamton is somebody who is curious, somebody who likes to learn, somebody who likes little nuggets of information, but also likes to sort of synthesize that into like a bigger picture to understand what a trend in the musical theater world might be, or what the deeper meaning or purpose of a musical might be. I am as big a fan of anyone as frothy musicals that are just about fun and delightfulness, but I think that it's interesting to sort of analyze why we like those, right? So it's not just an evening out of the theater that's an escape. It's why do we need an escape? What are we escaping from? And why is this musical the right escape at the right time? So if you're a student who likes sort of thinking about that stuff, Binghamton's probably going to be a great place for you. And something that I experienced when I was a teenager is I knew that I was a smart person, but I wanted the arts to sort of fit the same sort of like mode of intelligence that other classes that I took in high school or college were. And of course, they're not the same, right? There's a reason why it's an art and not a science, right? You can't just check off different boxes of skill sets and then be guaranteed a career in theater. I think that we're therefore pretty good at helping smart people learn and think and feel as artists.
Hmm. Wonderful. So one of the last questions that I always ask my guests is, tell us something that you're looking forward to. It may be kind of obvious as you're just starting a new program, but what's something that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to being surprised. This first semester has been full of surprises, most of which are surprises that I expected, but a lot of which were surprises that I didn't see coming at all. And I think having other lovers of musical theater on campus who want to come to class and want to sing songs and want to talk about this new show that they just saw in New York is going to be so exciting. So I look forward to seeing what that's like in developing a supportive environment where we are all doing that together.
And Tommy, if students or parents want to learn more information about Binghamton University's new BFA program, what's the best way to get in touch?
You can go to our website, which is binghamton.edu/theater. And on that website, you'll find all sorts of information, including my email address. So you can feel free to reach out to me if that's something that you think would be helpful. If you have questions or if you'd like to plan a visit to campus to shadow some classes or to see some productions or anything like that.
Great. Tommy, it's been really great to sit down and chat with you about your new program. I'm so excited to send lots of students your way. And we look forward to having you around here again real soon.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it so much.
All right, great. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Sounds good.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.